在一个很少有女子出国的时代，一个英国贵族女子却毅然远离家乡，勇敢地来到了东方，和阿拉伯人一起在大沙漠里生活。这就是我们今天的主人公，英国沙漠女王。
Lady Hester Lucy Stanhope was beautiful, clever, and most of all adventurous. She was, in every respect, a woman ahead of her time.
Ahead of her time, 超越她的时代。这样一位有超越性壮举的英国女子，当然应该被列入英国怪人系列咯。English eccentrics.
English eccentrics.
英国怪人。
BBCUKChina.com.
Lady Hester Lucy Stanhope was born in 1776. She was born into a powerful family. Her uncle was William Pitt the Younger, a British Prime Minister.
是的，1803年尚未成婚的 Lady Hester 到 William Pitt 的城堡去工作，担任私人秘书和城堡女管家的角色。她是一位超自信的年轻女子，喜欢在国家事务中充任中心角色。
But in 1806, William Pitt died. Lady Hester had an unhappy few years when she didn't feel part of the action. Finally, in 1810, she left England to see the world. And that is how she is remembered today, as a great traveller.
她去过马耳他，后来又去罗德岛。不幸的是，船在罗德岛沉船搁浅，船上的乘客丧失了所有的随身物品，不得不从当地借土耳其的服装穿。据说 Lady Hester 拒绝像阿拉伯女子那样戴面纱，她宁愿穿土耳其男子的服装。
She traveled to Cairo dressed as a man and made a big impression on the people there. She was greeted by high officials and royalty.
19世纪初的奥斯曼帝国最封建、最保守的城市莫过于大马士革了。所有女子都要蒙上面纱， Lady Hester 被严厉警告一定要戴面纱，可是她却偏偏不那样做，竟然在没有面纱的情况下骑在马背上大摇大摆地进入了大马士革。
Lady Hester wasn't killed. She was treated like a queen. Let's hear a description of Lady Hester from her biographer Kirsten Ellis from the BBC program Great Lives. Listen carefully to this clip. What did Lady Hester love, and what could she do?
Not only did she have a great love of weaponry, and this was a woman who, of course, was the same age as Jane Austen, but she could ride like a demon, she could sword fight, and she was also actually a tomb raider because she led what was, in effect, the first archaeological dig in the Holy Land.
She had a great love of weaponry.
Weaponry, 武器. She could also ride like a demon, 骑术特高.
And she could sword fight.
搏剑.
Indeed, like Lara Croft from the computer game Tomb Raider, Lady Hester was a real Tomb Raider because she went on an archaeological dig.
是的，1815年，她试图在巴勒斯坦地区发现一些地下宝藏，不过没有什么成效。
BBCUKChina.com
在大马士革之后 ，Lady Hester 的下一个探险地是位于沙漠中的古城帕尔米拉 （Palmyra）。她是和阿拉伯游牧族贝多因人 （Bedouin Arabs） 一起进入这一古城的。
Let's now hear Lady Hester's own words. Now this language is 200 years old, so it is rather difficult. But try to answer this question: Did she like the Bedouin Arabs?
To have spent a month with some thousand Bedouin Arabs is no common thing. When the world becomes more corrupt, when civilized people become still more brutal and still more incisive, it is a pleasure to reflect that there is a spot on earth inhabited by what we call barbarians, who have at least some sense of honour and feeling, and where one is sure never to be bored with stupidity or gabble. For they are the most brilliant and eloquent people I ever knew.
很清楚 ，Lady Hester 非常欣赏贝多因人，她形容这些人为 brilliant， 很了不起的，还有 eloquent， 口才好，能言善辩的。
And the Bedouin Arabs loved Lady Hester too. They even crowned this English noblewoman their queen, the Queen of the Desert. Lady Hester did indeed take her own path through life.As did all the people featured in this series. We hope that you've enjoyed it.
That's all from us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.